Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Senator Charles Grassley about energy tax credits and a Washington man saying the opening prayer at the Senate last week. This is part one of a two-part interview. Do you have an update on the wind energy tax credits?
Yes, but it's not just about the wind energy tax credit. That and biodiesel and three or four other green energy things, along with about 50 other what we call extenders, things that sunset December 31st, have to be reenacted if they're going to be used, useful parts of the tax code. And right now, it's kind of a procedural thing that's being argued here. Does the chairman put down, out of 55, maybe put down 40 that he thinks are the most important, and then that's where you start out. And then if you want to take things out or put things in, you amend it. I've been arguing with the chairman and ranking member and a couple other members of the Senate Finance Committee that we ought to start with all 55 and let people amend out the things they think shouldn't have tax credits anymore, and wind would be one of those. In fact, I think wind is probably the leading one that people are trying to get rid of, and obviously it's the leading one that I'm trying to preserve because I'm the father of the wind energy tax credit. I think in the end, if we pass a bill, it's going to include all 55. It's just how do you get there? But there isn't a lot of discussion just by wind itself, to answer your question. So I think I've already answered it in the sense that all 55 go, if any go, and I don't think it's a question of if any go, but are they going to go now or are they going to go maybe in December after the election? But I hope to get it done very shortly. And well, there's one other rumor going around here that the chairman might call a meeting of the committee April the 2nd, 3rd, in that period of time, and that these are things we'd be discussed. But I don't think that meeting's going to take place unless there's more of a consensus on how to proceed, not on the substance of the issues, but how to proceed.
And switching gears, recently a Washington man was the guest chaplain for the Senate. Do you have any remarks about Mr. Daniel McClure?
Yes. He told me that he had met me once or twice before at my town meetings or American Legion events that maybe I was invited to. But he wouldn't be insulted if I told him I didn't remember those meetings, because they're usually got a lot of veterans in them. And at that time, he didn't have national leadership. But, you know, the tradition around the Senate is that you have a guest chaplain of one of the veterans organizations during the time, and this is sometime during the month of March, where all these different veterans organizations come in to testify before the Veterans Affairs Committee of the United States Senate and the House of Representatives. And on that particular day, their national chaplain gives a prayer before the United States Senate. I was on the floor for that. After he finished, I had a chance to give a biography about him and thank him for giving the prayer. And you can get that off my website, and you can also get his prayer off the website. And there's also a video that I know that the Senate was going to take that probably would be available on my website as well. So it was a nice experience, and it isn't just a case of having this gentleman give the prayer as the national chaplain of the American Legion, but it's a recognition of appreciation to all veterans, and particularly people who were chaplains in the military, for the service they give to their country and our national defense.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Senator Charles Grassley. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.